A brutal end to a volatile week on Wall Street, with new concerns about the U.S. consumer adding to ongoing pressure from the threat of new tariffs and heavy selling in last year's winning tech stocks. The S&P 500 fell 2% on Friday, finishing less than 2% above its recent correction low. That was from about 2 weeks ago, after new data showed consumer spending softened last month, even as core inflation remained stubbornly above 2.5%. Treasury yields fell hard as markets quickly priced in further risks to growth and the chance that the Federal Reserve might be slow to move rates lower to support the economy given that sticky inflation. Investors seem risk-averse, too, ahead of next week's April 2nd deadline for a new round of promised tariffs from the White House. Now, whether new policies detailed then will confirm Wall Street's worst fears about disruptive trade barriers hurting growth and raising prices, or whether policy clarity after that point will enable the market to move beyond this issue. Now, this is a key question heading into the end of what's been a difficult first quarter. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.